All right, see how that works.
All right, yeah, it's starting again, so just keep going where you left off. If I don't care how bad it is, so we'll just see how it works. Just keep going. I will try to fix Pamela next week.
All right, so Tara and Miss Chessmock are the new tag champs. So next match, a ladder match for 10 points in the BFG series. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe versus Matt Morgan versus Gunner.
Wow.
Yeah. Four-man match. This is, I thought this was a fine match. It was a good for what it was, you know. Matt Morgan won the match, gets 10 points. So he's getting a pretty much of a push in the past few weeks, which I found quite interesting. I didn't really have him pegged for being like a main player in this whole tournament.
Yeah.
I'm just being quiet so you can go ahead and talk here, boss. Sorry.
Yeah, because we are on borrowed time here, so you're going to have to keep it rocking.
What makes what do you mean borrowed? You worried it'll crap out again?
Yeah.
Hold nice. On a second. Hold on a second. I got to unplug my mic for a second because the USB's messed up.
Okay, while he does that, this show is going to be one of the greatest shows possible in history. This is going to be like Harry Carey awesome. Like Harry Carey.
All right, I'm back.
All right, go keep talking. I'm going to go watch porn.
So, anyway,
they're
continuing the Samoa Joe losing streak, which, you know, has got me intrigued. Anyway,
Samoa Joe was on a winning streak?
No, he's on a losing streak.
I know, he was ever on a winning streak this year?
I don't remember him being on a winning streak this year. But anyway, then we get to a segment where Eric Young is looking for somebody to pin. And he claims he sees CeeLo Green, but it's actually D'Lo Brown.
Really?
Yep.
And then Young walks up to him. And then pins him 1-2-3 to retain the TV title. And then D'Lo
Brown is the TV champion?
No, Eric Young's still TV champion.
Okay, I was like...
And D'Lo.
But D'Lo...
D'Lo's an agent.
D'Lo was just angry that Eric Young didn't know who he was.
Oh, God.
And he's an agent for TNA, too, right?
Right. Anyway, next up, match of the night. Alex Shelley versus Brian Kendrick for the X Division title. This match really is a great follow-up to Destination X in several ways. Very fast-paced action. Definitely could tell a story with it. I'd suggest you go and watch this match if you can find it.
Which one, Kendrick?
Shelley and Kendrick.
Yeah, I like that match. Good match. I like the slice of bread. That was sick.
Yeah. Anyway, the ending comes when Austin Aries comes out and hits Shelley with the X Division title, so Kendrick can win. And the shot of Austin Aries lying on the floor, somehow in the span of like 5 seconds, managed to put on a pair of sunglasses. That just like, bravo, Austin Aries. You're a great heel.
You're a great heel.
Okay. Anyway, this is from the way this is looking, we're looking at an Aries Shelley matchup coming out that soon. And I am kind of psyched for that. I haven't seen these two guys in a match like.
I agree. I can't wait for that. You know, I'm very excited for the X Division right now.
Like four years, I'd have to say. When was the last time Austin Aries was in TNA? When he was Austin Starr?
Well, obviously Destination X, so.
I know. I'm just thinking before that.
Destination XXX porno version.
Let me look this up.
All right, just keep it going. Keep it rocking.
Okay. 2007 was the last time he was in the company. So anyway, then they have Brian Kendrick backstage saying, "Yo, this isn't what's going on, man. This isn't how it should happen. This is the X Division. We do things honestly and stuff."
What, stupidly?
Stupid, maybe. Good, yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm just fucking with you. Keep going.
Anyway, then we have a promo between Mexican America and Beer Money setting up the title match at Hardcore Justice between the two of them. You know, it's a standard Mexican America is just saying, "We want the titles." And Beer Money is like, "You don't deserve the titles."
They should have been racist. Well, actually, they were racist.
Kind of racist.
Kind of.
Anyway, before the match between Mickey James and Velvet Sky, Angelina Love and Winter run out and beat up Mickey. Then ODB and Jackie come out and start attacking Velvet.
It was a clusterfuck.
Yes. It was not that good.
Agreed. Agreed on that.
But anyway, we're going to see Winter versus Angelina Love at Hardcore Justice, and I'm kind of psyched for that match.
I hope it's not a date rape match. The hits keep on coming. Okay, that's enough.
All right. Main event. Immortal of Mr. Anderson and Bully Ray versus Kurt Angle and Sting.
Sting.
Very short match. Like 5 minutes. So kind of disappointing.
Were they planting seeds?
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of turned the channel afterwards so I could go watch the Daily Show. But anyway. Angle won. It gets the pin over by pinning Mr. Anderson after an Olympic slam. And then Sting and Angle shake hands, but then they do the old stare down. And it's just like, ooh, what's going to happen? And that's
your Impact. And
overall, I give this one 5 out of 10. There were some moments that were good, some moments that weren't good.
I will give... Sorry.
Yeah, it was... It was mediocre.
I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10 just because of the Kendrick-Shelley match. A great match can boost an overall crappy show.
Well, here's the $64,000 question for the 10 cents.
Please give us $1 million question next time. We want.
You hate that. You guys hate that line,
oh,
don't you?
No.
We want $1 million. $64,000 is chump change in this economy.
All right. Who won the week, Impact or Raw?
That's a great question.
Story-wise or wrestling-wise?
Yeah.
Because
I would say SmackDown is the king of the wrestling this week.
Okay, well, my answer was both.
No, my answer is SmackDown. SmackDown won the week for me.
SmackDown had best wrestling, though.
Yeah, Kane, Randy Orton. What was the other good match?
I heard Kane, Randy Orton went 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Tore the house down. Really good match.
For like two different commercial breaks.
Yeah, really great match. And then you had Wade Barrett, Sheamus feud brewing. Yeah, I think that'll be underrated. That's just going to float under the radar. I think that'll be a great feud.
Anyway, Bound for Glory series. The current leaderboard.
Well, hello.
Is...
Hello. We. I thought I heard something.
I heard Damien squirming.
Oh.
What is it, Damien? Do you got something for us?
Oh.
All right, I was just gonna make a joke and say
NXT could be a rebel. That's the best show of
Luke. And all right, give Damien a hand because he actually watched NXT, but we'll never review it.
Yay.
Give him the box a win.
No.
Anyway, Bound for Glory series standings are currently: Crimson is still in the lead with 31 points.
Yeah, Crimson.
Followed by Gunner with 28 points.
Fuck you.
Followed by Matt Morgan with 24 points.
His hands are greasy. I touched it once.
and a four-way tie, and a four-way tie for fourth, with Rob Van Dam, Bully Ray, Brother Devon, and Bobby Roode.
So basically, they all get medals for participating.
When is Bound for Glory?
It's in October.
God, they're gonna stretch this out till October?
Well, at the pay-per-view at No Surrender in September, they're gonna have like the final four meetup to determine the number one contender.
This is gonna be worse than
Amy. And they get the shot at Bound for Glory. Okay, I gotcha.
This is gonna be horrible. This is gonna be like an overdose in Amy Winehouse style. Okay, anyway, so on that tasteless joke, I think this show's been cursed enough, and I think we should mercifully show out its misery.
Probably for the best. Reinstall Windows or something.
I'm not doing it. I'm too lazy. I'm just going to try to do whatever it takes to take the lazy way out. I'm going to cut corners again, as usual.
Then don't complain if we have the same problems next week.
I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to just try to put more duct tape over it. All right, so anyway, let's say our goodbyes here. Hi, my name is Lucas Lee, and this has been a fun show. And rest in peace to everyone who died in Norway. Not for Amy Winehouse. I'm not doing that.
I'm Ass Dan, and I'm going to live forever.
Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Why don't you go next? Somebody.
Damien?
I'm Damien. And
you'll live forever. Just say you'll live forever. Take Ass Dan's thing.
I'll live forever.
And do ha ha!
Ash? Say goodnight.
I'm Ash like Wednesday and.
You'll live forever. Say you'll live forever.
I'll live forever,
do,
I guess.
Ha ha!
No, I ain't doing that.
Oh, man.
Funny man, Matt, and. Those in Norway thinking of you guys. And I'm sorry for the family of Amy Winehouse, and just to wrap it all up, I'm going to live forever! Woohoo!
Sorry, had to do it to you, Ass Dan. Wait, you're not the new guy anymore. We have to lynch the other new guy. Who's the other new guy?
Damien.
All right, well, we'll do that next week. Well, anyway, let me play our ending credit theme song here. Okay, and we're back. After technical difficulties, we have returned.
What were we talking about again?
The end of Raw. What did you think of the end of Raw?
Oh, with Triple H being the new chairman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting direction to go in. I just hope they announce who the Raw general manager is.
It's Mark Henry.
You know, that's an interesting question. Could it have been Triple H all this time?
It was Mark Henry.
I mean, well, no, that's actually a question for the room. Could it logically have been Triple H all this time?
Yes.
Oh, we're short a guy. We're short a guy, guys. Dave is not with us.
I think he's on the old chat. Here
okay, he's back. Okay, anyway, as I was saying, good stuff. It was good. It was good. You know, I saw it coming. Still pretty good.
Well, it's an interesting angle now with Triple H as the face of authority.
Definitely.
It'll be weird not having Vince around, too. It's going to be kind of interesting. And now, I guess the $64,000 question is, where do they go?
Is that already?
Yeah, you just asked a $24 million question. How many millions of dollars do you got?
All right, so we now have at least one match for tomorrow night, no, day after tomorrow night, and that's going to be Miz, Rey for the title.
I got Mysterio winning.
I have Mysterio winning, Alberto Del Rio cashing.
Yeah, that's what I have.
I guess. I mean, you guys already know my reasons for not liking Mysterio, and I like the idea of
racist
him.
Racist reasons.
No, I think they're legitimate reasons.
No, I was joking.
That's just me. But, you know, actually, this is not the end of the WWE story for the week, especially concerning Triple H. Because Lucas touched on it earlier. How many of you have heard what happened at Comic-Con?
I've seen the video.
Wasn't that awesome?
It was. Why isn't Zack Ryder on TV?
Oh, wow. Seriously, the WWE is really working this angle brilliantly. And they're using different forms of media to push the angle.
Which means Vince isn't as out of touch as we'd like to think.
Someone pointed out something really interesting, though. If you look at one of the still photos of CM Punk with the title, someone pointed out the letter C in champion on one of the little metal plates is missing and speculated, is he cannibalizing parts of the belt to make his own nameplate?
I think he is, because I think you could put CM Punk logically as a name slept in there. Cena, John Cena, CM Punk, champion. Is there a C in there? You can make the E into a C.
I'll tell you. First off, it's a great way to finally retire the spinner belt, if that's the direction they're going.
I'd retire. Thank God. Thank God.
But the question is, does that mean we'll actually have a new championship belt on Monday?
I hope so. Frankly, I've gotten tired of that spinner belt a long time ago.
Oh, you and me both, my friend. You and me both. But the big thing that a lot of people are speculating about is, what are they building to with CM Punk? Are they building to a match between Punk and Triple H? And if so, when?
Probably
sometime soon.
Probably later than earlier. They have faced off in the past, the DX against the Straight Edge Society.
Well, that's true, but here's the thing. Someone speculated that they might try and pull the trigger as early as SummerSlam, and that feels too soon. But can they keep this angle going all the way out to the Rumble, maybe WrestleMania?
No, because you might end up with a Brian Pillman situation where the guy signs with another company and fucks you over.
You don't know he's going to sign with another company.
And you don't know he won't. So that's why it's dangerous. You're playing with fire.
I think Punk is signed right now. I don't think he's actually not signed. I don't think they would have let him win.
I agree with that. I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure that Punk has already been re-signed. I'd be shocked if he hasn't been at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, it's just the WWE is just hitting it on all cylinders right now. I mean, seriously, I haven't been this excited about wrestling. I posted this on the forums, and it's actually true. CM Punk has become my personal Jesus. Why? He's brought my love of professional wrestling back from the dead.
Wow. Okay, so on that revelation, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are we back?
Are we?
Yeah, we're still there. I'm playing something.
DJ Khaled!
Okay, and we're back. Okay, how are you doing?
Doing fine.
Well, we're back. So, what do we want to do? Do we want to do Impact now?
Let's do Impact. Okay, let me get our Impact theme song. I haven't shared the kinks yet. Let me see. Where's my Impact theme song?
And actually, this is going to be a little bit of a triple play because I
honestly don't want to review Generation X.
Well, I'd like to...
Destination X?
Well, no, I'm not on... I am on bide time right now.
I would like to at least hear people's thoughts on the card.
All right, well, hold on. Let me just share our sound effects here. All right, let's play our TNA theme song until we change it.
Until we can.
Well, TNA, what can you say? Destination X, I thought, was one of the best pay-per-views of the year. Until Money in the Bank happened.
Yeah. They say it's hard to follow something up like that, and it was followed up.
Yep. That's all you can say, really.
I'm disappointed that I missed Destination X, because it sounded like a really solid card.
When you got the TNA's brightest stars that aren't like cast-offs from WWE or like slow hosses or people getting pushes like Gunner and Crimson, it could be worse. And who the hell is Gunner again? He's like a skinnier James Storm, right? That's what I call him.
No, he's like a skinnier Mike Knox.
Okay. Why is he called Gunner?
He just is.
Doesn't make any damn sense.
Just a name. Remember in WWE when they had Brent Albright working for him and they called him Gunner Scott?
I know, it made no sense.
Well,
so anyway, okay.
Oh, you know, there is a TNA story I heard that I'd like some comments on.
Sure.
What's this about Ric Flair possibly giving away results?
Oh, this is what I think about that.
What the fuck?
But why would Ric Flair do that?
Because Ric Flair's a douchebag
that doesn't want to die. He's running out of time with Impact Wrestling.
I think he's going back to WWE. He's trying to get his good favorites back with WWE so he can come back and do more DVDs where he hates on everyone. And until they go to WWE and then he kisses their ass. What, nobody thought about that?
I don't know what Ric Flair's doing. I really don't know. It makes the guy just makes my brain hurt.
What he does is relatively tame compared to the crazy antics of one Kurt Angle.
And I don't know. I still wish the WWE could get Angle back, but that's just my opinion.
No, Angle loves the loose scheduling and the loose drug testing.
Sorry.
Yeah, I went there. He was one of my favorite wrestlers, and yes, I do believe he's on drugs.
It wouldn't surprise me.
He'll actually make it into the Olympics?
He'll do it with a broken freaking neck.
I don't buy it for a minute. I can't imagine him doing
these. He said he was going into MMA.
Yeah, by the way, Ric Flair is coming back to wrestling, so.
He is?
Yeah, he's going to wrestle Sting or whoever the champion is.
Oh, my.
Whoever
champion,
just
say he's wrestling either. Echo,
the dolphin.
Queen's Navy, and I was shipping.
Oh, I got some news for you guys.
The Emperor came back to life, didn't he, from Star Wars?
Mason Ryan will be back. He's advertised for a WWE Raw show in Lubbock, Texas in September.
Oh, cool. This is what I think about that.
What the fuck?
Now, wait a minute. You're a big fan of Welsh tea stuff.
No, I never said that. I just said that I don't think he deserves hate. I never said I was a fan of his.
They actually advertised Mason Ryan?
Yeah, that's like advertising foot cancer. Why?
Huh? Why try and get people away from
the show? People away from the show.
Yeah, I guess. I guess they thought it was going to be like a fabulous show. They said, hey, let's just kill the momentum. Let's say Mason Ryan is coming back. Scare all the little kids away.
Oh, this is interesting. Hearing an article here from WWE Magazine. Says WWE is looking to break the Los Angeles Angels Guinness World Record for most people wearing masks at a single event. And they're looking to break it at WrestleMania.
Sin Cara. There you go.
It's either Sin Cara or Mysterio.
Well, either one of them, they're child molesters, so it's all good with me.
Well, it's weird for Miami.
I think Miami will wear masks unless it's Cuba. They should, or Brazil. They should have did that during Carnival. I think it would have broken a lot of records.
Well, anyway, we've vamped a little bit. What do you guys got on Impact?
Well, am I just gonna go bit by bit?
Do whatever you want. I mean, you already gave some thoughts on degenerate.
Wow, even you can't even say it. Oh, and you said I was.
Degeneration X.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Degeneration X. You were about to say Degeneration X.
Yes, I was saying either that or Destination X. Can't even talk anymore.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. First things first. Last week, Sting won the world title off of Mr. Anderson. So I think you should all know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sting goes out and says, I'm the champion, and everything's going great again. Then Kurt Angle comes out, because he helped Sting out during the match, and says, hey, I want the title now, because I helped you win the title. Yeah. And so that match is set for Hardcore Justice. But then Mr. Anderson and Bully Ray came out and said, hey, we're still important. So they made a tag match for tonight. That night. Not two nights. That'd be a bit weird. First match of the night. Scott Steiner versus Rob Van Dam in a Bound for Glory series match. Match wasn't that interesting, but you know, it was okay, I would say. Rob Van Dam beat Scott Steiner by pinfall, so we get 7 points. Then next segment, Mickie James comes out and talks to Velvet Sky about how they're going to be having a match night for the title and hope that it's really good. But then, finally, Winter comes out. And we're finally getting to that potential angle that I've really been waiting for, a Mickie James Winter feud. Because these two women, I think, could pull out, you know, maybe a 4-star match together.
Wow.
Okay, maybe a 4-star women's match.
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying anything to the negative. I'm just like, well, interesting.
Yeah, I'm letting you do this overview without interruption. I'm letting your time shine, so keep going.